everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money, but are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today. So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code BEN for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code BEN, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com. Welcome. It is Verdict with Senator Ted Cruz, Ben Ferguson with you as always. And Senator, so you guys worked late into the evening as I guess the big guy in charge of the Senate decided let's cram some more bad bills down the throats of Americans while they're not paying attention on a Friday night. What all went down?
Well, that's exactly right. We had a late night voting session Friday night, went till 2 a.m, and it was really astonishing. The Democrats doubled down on open borders. They doubled down on weakness towards Iran. They doubled down on anti-Israel bias. They doubled down on extremism. These Dems have decided they know which side their bread is buttered, and it is the open border radical leftist view. And we saw vote after vote after vote that every Democrat, like lemmings, jumped off the cliff of these extreme positions, including a whole bunch of Democrats who are on the ballot in November. Those votes Friday night are going to be front and center in every one of those races. Not only that, but we also have the state of Michigan. This is actually quite remarkable. The state of Michigan is offering you $500 to house an illegal alien in your home. This is the taxpayers of Michigan. This is their response to Biden's open borders is, hey, $500 and you too can have an illegal alien in your home. Just hope it doesn't have to be a criminal illegal alien. And finally, we're going to talk today about the Biden administration putting out written guidance in their National Intelligence Agency saying no longer refer to radical Islamic terrorism as, well, Islamic. That offends their politically correct sensitivities. And so if we can just remove any reference to Islam from Palestinian Islamic Jihad, from Jihad, from ISIS, from Al-Qaeda, just omit their motivation, that would be a lot better for them politically if they could just have the entire intelligence agencies ignore what's actually going on.
It is sad, but it's true. It's really there in writing, and we're going to go through all of it. Let me tell you real quick about our friends over at Blackout Coffee. If you're like me and you got to start your day off with a great cup of coffee, not an average cup of coffee, but a premium cup of coffee, then you need to check out Blackout Coffee because this is 100% America and 0% woke coffee company. You know what's happening with woke companies in America, and there are a lot of woke coffee companies that are taking your dollars and giving them to hard left causes. Well, you don't have to worry about that with Blackout Coffee. And not only are they 100% America, but it's a premium cup of coffee. Blackout Coffee is 100% committed to conservative values, from the sourcing of the beans to the roasting process, customer support, and shipping. They embody true American value, and they accept no compromise on taste or quality. I start every morning off with Blackout Coffee. I start every day on the radio at 7 a.m. And I can tell you, it matters what I have in that cup of coffee. And it is a premium cup from Blackout Coffee. So don't just trust me. Try it. And I'm going to save you a bunch of money. Go to blackoutcoffee.com/verdict. That's blackoutcoffee.com/verdict. And when you use the coupon code verdict, you're going to get 20% off your first order. That is 20% off your first order. Blackoutcoffee.com/verdict. Be awake, not woke. That's blackoutcoffee.com/verdict. Promo code verdict, 20% off your first order. Senator, usually you guys come back on Thursdays. That's kind of the normal working schedule for the Senate. All of a sudden, they throw a bunch of stuff into Friday. They take the trash out day, so no one's paying attention. Everybody's off for the weekend. And you guys were voting late into the night. This had to also deal with the issue of another possible government shutdown. So how bad did the American people get screwed?
Well, very badly. What happened was Chuck Schumer was trying to ram through the $1 trillion-plus massive omnibus government funding bill. And we were there all day Friday. And a lot of us, a lot of the Republicans opposed this bill. And we introduced a whole series of amendments. And we wanted votes on the amendments. And Schumer had a problem, because the amendments we were seeking votes on are eminently reasonable. They're common sense. They're overwhelmingly popular with the American people. And his Democrats that are on the ballot in November were terrified of voting for these amendments. So we spent all day Friday just in paralysis, because Schumer didn't know what to do, and Schumer didn't know what to do. And in particular, John Tester in Montana really, really, really didn't want to vote on these amendments. Sherrod Brown in Ohio really, really, really didn't want to vote on these amendments. Jackie Rosen in Nevada didn't want to vote on these amendments. Tammy Baldwin in Wisconsin didn't want to vote on these amendments. Bob Casey in Pennsylvania didn't want to vote on these amendments. So we spent all day Friday just in limbo. I actually spent a good chunk of the day Friday playing basketball, because we just had nothing else to do. So I played hoops while Schumer and the Democrats trying to figure their stuff out. Finally, late at night, Friday night, Schumer decides, all right, screw it. We're going to take all the votes, and I'm going to force all my members to cast every terrible vote they can. And you know what? We're so confident that the media is corrupt, they can cast these votes and no one will know. So let me walk through some of these votes, because it is astonishing. One of the very first votes was an amendment I had, and my amendment was very simple. My amendment would have barred the Biden administration from sending billions of dollars to Iran. Iran is led by the Ayatollah, a radical theocratic genocidal maniac. The Biden administration has already flowed over $100 billion to Iran. But since then, Iran not only is the world leading states funder of terrorism, not only has launched over 100 attacks on U.S. servicemen and women in the Middle East, but funded October 7th. They are the principal funder of Hamas. They've given over 90% of Hamas's funding. They're the principal funder of Hezbollah. So in the wake of October 7th, Israel is in the middle of war. And I stood up and said, it's real simple. If you stand with Israel, if you stand with America against Iran, this ought to be a very simple vote. Don't send billions of dollars to Iran. Right now, the Biden administration is trying to send another $10 billion to Iran. This was a straight-up vote. We ended up voting. Every single Democrat voted no, actually, except one. Bob Menendez at the very end, he sat there silent. He sat there silent. He was glowering, and then he voted yes. Now, look, Menendez is pretty mad at his own party. He's facing indictment. He's facing prosecution. His party has basically thrown him out of the party. He might run as an independent in the state of New Jersey. He has long been the best Democrat when it comes to standing up to Iran compared to the others. And so his vote, a component of Bob's vote, I think, was a screw you to Schumer and the rest of the Democrat Party. But that being said, it is astonishing that Tester and Brown and Casey and Rosen, they all cast their vote and said, yep, we're all for sending billions of dollars to the Ayatollah, who chants death to America and death to Israel, even while he's funding Hamas death squads right now.
You look at the fight here, and it is shocking that you guys are even having to have this battle, even have these types of fights. And yet the American people seem to lose yet again. How do Democrats keep getting away with this? And I'm saying that in a real standpoint. Is it because the media doesn't talk about what they're actually doing on a Friday night at midnight? Is that the main core thing? So people don't even realize how bad they're getting screwed?
Oh, look, when it's late at night, most of the reporters are in bed. So most of the reporters weren't even there covering it. And it doesn't matter if they're awake or not. The media is broken. They do not view their role as actually reporting on news. They don't report both sides. They are advocates for the left wing of the Democrat Party. The media wants to send billions of dollars to Iran, so they're not going to tell you that every Democrat voter except Bob Menendez just voted to send billions of dollars to Iran. Let's walk through some of the rest of these votes, because these votes are actually astonishingly bad. All right, another one of the votes we had was a vote that was introduced by Ted Budd. This was a vote that said we should deport illegal immigrants who have violently assaulted police officers. Very simple question. If you have an illegal immigrant, if he violently assaults a cop, for example, the six illegal immigrants in New York who beat up two New York cops, once you beat up a cop, you should be deported. This ought to be easy.
Yeah.
Like, to be honest, grab 100 people in any state in America, doesn't have to be a red state, make it a purple state, make it a blue state. Ask 100 people if an illegal immigrant beats up a cop, should they be deported? An overwhelming majority will say hell yes anywhere you go. Well, Ted Budd teed this up. By the way, this was one of the amendments that had Tester terrified, that had Sherrod Brown terrified, that had Bob Casey terrified. Well, you know what the vote was? Every single Democrat voted no. They are now on record against deporting illegal aliens who violently assault police officers.
It's not just that. Let's talk about the importing of illegal immigrants. And this was one of the votes that you guys
yep.
had to deal with. And it was something that was brought up by Bill Hagerty, one of your colleagues out of Tennessee, that was like, hey, can we all at least agree that we shouldn't be spending the American taxpayers' dollars to import on chartered flights 320,000 in 2023 that we know of, illegal immigrants into America on top of the millions that have already come in? Why are we importing them? And yet every Democrat voted against that as well.
Yeah, look, that's exactly right. Bill Hagerty had a motion to prohibit the Department of Homeland Security from using funds to, quote, facilitate, provide, or purchase air transportation from a foreign country to the United States for an alien in order for such an alien to utilize the parole process. And this was targeted at the Biden administration having flown 320,000 illegal immigrants into America from Cuba, from Haiti, from Nicaragua, and from Venezuela. Now, they did this in secret. They did this in the dark of night. We know they've flown over 320,000 illegal immigrants into this country to 43 different airports, but they will not tell us what airports they flew them to. They say it's a national security risk to tell us what airports they're flying these into, but we do know at least one of them, which is last week, a 26-year-old Haitian named Corey Alvarez, who entered under Biden's parole program, was arrested in Massachusetts for the rape of a 15-year-old disabled girl. That was last week. Now, look, I get Massachusetts is a bright blue liberal state, but even in Massachusetts, if you ask people, do you want Joe Biden flying illegal immigrants out of Haiti into Massachusetts, letting them go? And by the way, one of them he just raped a 15-year-old disabled girl. Even in Massachusetts, the voters would say hell no. But we voted on it, and every single Democrat voted no. Straight party line vote.
So when you move forward with this, and this, because I think going to come down to November, how much of this could come back to haunt the Democrats and what they just did to the American people? Or is this now just business as usual and Democrats say, look, at least our voters, the majority of them, don't pay attention or agree with us or just don't care? Is this the lowest level of, I would also argue, apathy you've ever seen in America, especially when there's so many issues like this that you just described? I mean, I would have never thought it would have been politically a reason to stand and band together for Democrats to say, yes, we are in fact going to take millions and millions of dollars, and we are going to fly illegal immigrants in the United States of America, and some of them are doing these heinous and horrendous crimes, and yet we're still going to stay lockstep with the President of the United States of America. In a presidential election year to top all that off?
Well, I think they feel utterly unaccountable. They know that the media is broken. By the way, did you see the media covering any of this? Did you see any discussion of this on the 6 o'clock news? We had Sunday shows yesterday where the Sunday show sitting around going, what has happened to the Democrat Party? How do they vote for such crazy things? You know what happened instead? Chuck Todd just about had a hysterical breakdown crying on Meet the Press. Because why? Because NBC hired Ronna McDaniel as a commentator. And he could not handle it. He said, my God, she's a Republican. Can you believe, you know, she was a Republican? How could we hire someone who spoke on behalf of Republicans? Let me tell you something interesting. Chuck Todd, before he was hired, was a Democrat staffer. Tim Russert, the legend of NBC, before he was hired, was a Democrat staffer. George Stephanopoulos, before he was hired, was a senior Democrat staffer in the Clinton White House. Jen Psaki, who was a senior Democrat staffer in the Biden White House, she was literally the Biden press secretary charged with lying to the American people every day on behalf of Joe Biden. She not only got hired, she has her own primetime show. And yet Chuck Todd practically had to be medicated that how dare NBC hire one Republican, the world will end. No wonder NBC doesn't cover these horrible votes by Democrats. ABC doesn't cover it. CBS doesn't cover it. CNN doesn't cover it. MSNBC doesn't cover it. The Washington Post doesn't cover it. The New York Times doesn't cover it. None of them cover it because they're not just part of the team. They are the advance fighting forces of the team. Their objective is to keep driving the Democrat Party left, left, left. And so they know that no matter what bad vote gets cast, it will never be covered back home.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Hey, Ben Ferguson here, and if you're an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be a part of your investment portfolio. I want you to visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns when you invest with Labrador Energy, you have access to potential tax benefits. And you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Labrador's core executive team has more than 190 years of combined oil and gas experience and has drilled thousands of oil and gas wells. They are dedicated to mitigating risk while providing accredited investors with sound returns. So visit LabradorEnergy.com. American energy independence is crucial for our national security and future prosperity, and Labrador Energy is leading the charge to make that a reality. Invest in U.S. oil and gas today. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk CHOQ are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer, subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com, promo code Ben.
You mentioned this fight, and just to put it in perspective, there are a lot of people that are concerned over government spending. Part of what you guys obviously were dealing with was government spending. But there was, you know, there's a third rail in politics. They say never talk in a presidential election year about Social Security or insolvency or any of those issues. And we see our national debt's going up. I think it's $1 trillion on average every now 100 days, $3 trillion in the year. And people are talking about this. Janet Yellen was even asked questions, and the media didn't cover this. The Biden Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen, literally admitted that Biden doesn't actually have a plan for Social Security. No one covered that, like, shocking, massive breaking news this week either.
The media, there is virtually no one in the corporate media who even pretends to be a journalist anymore. I'll give you another example. One of the other amendments we voted on was Ted Budd had a different amendment, but that was the Laken Riley Act. And it was an amendment that would prohibit funding from being used to grant immigration status to any alien who is charged with, arrested for, or convicted of acts that constitute the essential elements of burglary, theft, larceny, or shoplifting. It was designed to respond to the horrific murder of Laken Riley. And what happened? We had a vote on it at the Senate floor. Every single Democrat voted no. All of them, straight party line. Why? Because they know they're not asked about Laken Riley when they get home. When they do a press interview, nobody asks them about Laken Riley. That is not their narrative.
I got to play at Janet Yellen, because for the people that miss this, this is the Biden Treasury Secretary admitting Biden doesn't have a plan to deal with one of the biggest issues in our country that affects many seniors.
Has Treasury really not looked at, okay, we're already charging $4.9 trillion for the deficit, for Medicare, for a lot of other things, and now we got to add social, but we haven't done the math to figure out how much that tax rate would have to be?
The president doesn't have a plan. He has principles. He wants to work with Congress to find a way to protect Social Security and extend its solvency beyond 2034.
Now, if the president wishes and he doesn't have a plan, Madam Secretary, how could he justify not having a plan when he's been in office for 3 years already?
He believes it's important to work with Congress and not...
Madam Secretary, he has not worked with us at all. On this Senate Finance Committee...
I mean, Senator, to be very clear with the American people, the Treasury Secretary of the United States of America, Janet Yellen, said to on Capitol Hill on Thursday, Biden doesn't actually have a plan for Social Security, but he's got principles, and that should be good enough for all of us?
Well, look, on one level, it's remarkable that Yellen was that candid, but she wasn't entirely honest, because he does have a plan for Social Security. His plan is to demagogue the heck out of it, to attack Republicans, to say Republicans want to bankrupt Social Security, Republicans want to destroy Social Security. Mind you, it's a total lie. He knows it's a total lie. But it doesn't matter. The Democrats, rather than address their own radical policies, they're going to scream and yell that Republicans hate old people, Republicans hate women, Republicans hate children, Republicans hate kittens, Republicans hate flowers and sunshine. Like it is all just rhetoric. And by the way, did I mention Donald Trump is the devil? That is the Democrat reelection plan right there. And so when it comes to Social Security, do they know that on the current path, Social Security is careening towards insolvency and bankruptcy? Yes. Are they willing to do a damn thing about it? No. What they want to do instead is just demagogue the issue, and Yellen's quite candid about it. Nope, we're not going to fix it. We're just going to use it for political attacks and and cross our fingers and see what happens.
It's incredible. I want to tell you about our friends over at Ammo Squared. If you are like me and you want to make sure that you have ammo when you need it, especially when there's a buying run and you can't find ammo, many experience that for months on end during COVID. Well, Ammo Squared helps you stay stocked up on ammunition automatically. Ammo is delivered on demand or automatically when you need it and stored for free when you don't. It's a budget-friendly way to build a stockpile of ammo, and it's customizable to your budget. Founded over 8 years ago in the freedom-loving state of Idaho, Ammo Squared is truly automated, set it and forget it, ammo purchasing. You pick your calibers, you set your budget, select a shipping trigger, and that's it. Ammo builds up over time and is delivered automatically when you want it. In 2020, when the store shelves went empty, and I witnessed it, I owned a gun store and a gun range, I can tell you could not find basic ammo for months on end. Everybody had trouble finding it. Well, if you were with Ammo Squared and a customer, all you need to do is just ship the ammo that you'd already stored up, and you got it all immediately delivered with just one click of a button. It's truly automated, set it and forget it, ammo purchasing. You pick the caliber, set your budget, select a shipping trigger, and that's it. Ammo builds up, and it is delivered when you want it. So go to ammosquared.com/verdict. AmmoSquared.com/verdict and sign up, and you're going to get some free ammo in your account today. Plus, if you ever need money, you can just sell it right back. And if the price has gone up, you make money. AmmoSquared.com/verdict. Sign up and get free ammo in your account today. Senator, I want to move to something else that obviously deals with what you're talking about in Washington, D.C., but it really brings it down to the doubling down, as you described early on, by Democrats on the open border policy and illegal immigrants. It's a story coming out of Michigan. And the reason why this, I think, is so shocking to me is there's new poll numbers out over the weekend that show that Donald Trump, who lost Michigan to Joe Biden the last election, he won it in 16. Trump now tops Biden by 8 points in a Michigan poll. That is significant. The president's approval rating in Michigan is at 35%. So what is Michigan doing? I guess it's time to buy votes. They're now offering homeowners a $500 a month stipend if they'll welcome what they describe as newcomers. What that is an illegal immigrant into their home. And the state of Michigan will subsidize you $500 a citizen a month up to a year. So basically $6,000 is what they're willing to give you to house someone now.
Well, that's right. The program that Michigan has rolled out, it's called the Newcomer Rental Subsidy, and it's designed to provide shelter outside of state shelters for so-called refugees. And refugees is simply the term they use for illegal aliens. It lasts for up to a year. And according to Michigan, those eligible include refugees, asylees, special immigration visa holders, victims of human trafficking, Cuban entrants, Haitian entrants, Afghan nationals, and Ukrainian humanitarian parolees. So get this, the state of Michigan is quite literally paying individuals, paying homeowners, to house illegal immigrants in their house. And by the way, it's not just them. Others who qualify include individuals who arrived under the family reunification parole process for El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Colombia. Who in Michigan, what Michigan taxpayer says, you know what I really want? I want my taxes going to paying my neighbor to put an illegal immigrant that Joe Biden led into this country into his house, and we'll send him $500 a month to keep the illegal immigrant there. That is how nutty today's Democrat Party is on this issue.
Well, and my question is, and I'm not joking when I say this, is this not a form of just buying votes? If you're talking, each person is now worth $6,000 to a Michigan homeowner to house them. And I don't know if there's a cap that you can only have one, or maybe you can have two. What if it's a family? I'm assuming we're not going to break up the family. So if you have a family of four and you house them, are we now talking that they're worth $24,000 to your bottom line? How is that not the Democratic Party basically buying votes, saying, hey, you better keep us in office, you better vote for us, because we're worth $24,000 a year to you right now?
Well, and look, I'll read you a quote from Amy Hovey, who is the executive director of the Michigan State Housing Development Authority, who said the program would help migrants, quote, build a new life here. And she said, quote, "This program is truly a win-win, as it addresses the most pressing barrier to refugee resettlement by meeting housing needs while setting up families for success with increased employment and opportunities." That's the position of the Democrat Party. You too can have an illegal alien in your house.
Do they care about the cost of housing going up? I mean, is that a conversation you guys have in D.C.? Is that a question that anyone asks of the Democrats? When you have this many illegal immigrants coming into America, and I'll go back to what you were talking about at the very beginning, and these votes, it's not just the 320,000 illegal immigrants that we have flown into this country at the taxpayers' dollars paying for these charter flights. But if you look at how many illegal immigrants have come across the southern border since Joe Biden was sworn in, it's at least, at minimum, 7.2 million illegal immigrants that have entered the U.S. under the Biden administration, which is greater than the population of 36 individual states in America. And now we see housing cost issues, rent cost issues, and we see inflationary issues, and we see that we're seeing wages that are being undermined by illegal immigrants. If Michigan does this and other states go along with it, which other states are as well, they're saying the same thing. House an illegal immigrant, we'll give you cash. Is that not the definition of undermining hardworking American families who are just struggling to survive?
Well, look, you got to understand the modern Democrat view is they can spend unlimited money, trillions of dollars. They can print unlimited money. And if they want more, they'll just tax the hell out of you. And it's a giant Ponzi scheme where they print money, they raise taxes, they spend more money. Inflation goes up, so they print more money. And when it comes to, if the voters don't like it, don't worry, they'll change the composition of the voters. They'll let 10.4 million people into this country illegally. Those guys, the Democrats are confident, will vote Democrat, and so they stay in power. That is, you know, there used to be a time when you could have a common sense discussion. There are no longer any Democrats in Washington and Congress who engage in common sense. I mean, look, we saw these votes. Every single one of them lined up over and over and over again. Illegal immigrant who beat up a cop? Nope, don't deport him. Tell me what world does a sane or rational person believe that, and yet every Senate Democrat, that's their view.
Last question on this. When they vote lockstep like that, is that pre-planned with a conversation
Yes.
they have behind closed doors? And they say, hey, no matter what they throw at you, no matter how sane it is, you do not agree with Republicans on anything, full stop?
It's why it took all night. They knew what we were going to have votes on. We had put forward these are the amendments we want votes on. And we spent the entire day Friday just doing nothing because Schumer was talking to his Democrats saying, okay, here are the votes. We need every Democrat to stand, lock arms, and just vote against all of them. And he had...
Walk me through Friday, that day, because people don't understand, I think, how dysfunctional Schumer can make things when they're trying to get things done like this. So you guys wake up Friday. You know you had to stay over another day.
But we didn't. We actually thought we would be done Friday afternoon. In a normal world, we would have been. We stayed there the whole night.
So tell me, like, you guys wake up Friday morning... Do you have a vote schedule yet? And then he changed it, or did he just say, hey, wake up and stand by until I tell you when you get to vote?
Yeah, it's much more the latter. And the way the Senate works, it's a strange place. So the majority leader only has one real power under the rules, and it's what's called priority of recognition, which means he is recognized first if he's on the floor. And he uses that to control the Senate calendar, to fill the pending business with whatever he wants so that no one else can put anything else on the Senate calendar. So you spend a lot of time just sitting around waiting. It's a very weird thing. I'll tell you, when I was, you know, new in the Senate and I'd be a typical Senate week, you will fly to D.C. Monday mornings and you'll fly home Thursday nights. And then typically I'm home in Houston Thursday nights. Friday, I travel somewhere around Texas. Sometimes Saturday, I travel around Texas. I try to spend Sundays home with the family, and then Monday morning, I fly back to D.C. That's the usual rhythm of things. But on Thursdays, I would call home back when Republicans had the majority. I would call home, and my daughters would ask, well, are you coming home tonight? And I'd say, I don't know. It depends what Mitch schedules, when he schedules votes, and we have no idea. My daughters used to say, is that mean man going to let you come home? And by that mean man, they meant Mitch McConnell, because you literally have no control over your schedule. It is utterly incoherent. So Friday, we spent all day. We were waiting to see if a deal would be reached. We were waiting to see if a deal would be reached. And throughout the afternoon and evening, it looked like there was going to be no deal. At midnight Friday night, funding for the federal government was set to expire, and we were going to have a shutdown. So as the evening went on, I was on the Senate floor for a while. It looked like there was no deal. I went and with some senators, grabbed some food, watched some basketball. And actually, I had gone home. I changed out of my suit, was getting ready to go to bed. And then after 11 p.m., I got the note, nope, we're getting ready to vote. And we began voting at 11:56 p.m. So I had to get dressed again, head back to the Capitol. Everyone did. And we voted from 11:56 p.m. until 2:03 a.m. is when it was over. But it that's just kind of how hectic things are.
It's unbelievable. I want to get to one other issue with national security and wokeness with this administration. Before that, I do that, let me tell you about our friends over at Patriot Mobile. If you are like me and you say enough is enough, I'm not giving my money to woke companies that fight against my values any longer, then if you're with Big Mobile, you need to know where your money is going. It's going to hardcore Democratic candidates, causes, and organizations, including Planned Parenthood. That is why my cell phone, I switched to Patriot Mobile. And switching is easier now than it's ever been. Now, for the last decade, over a decade, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, I mean it. They're the only one. Patriot Mobile gives you incredible nationwide dependable coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks out there. And what does that mean? It means you get the same coverage that you're accustomed to right now, but without funding the left. And when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending a clear message, because they take a portion of your bill every month and they give it back to organizations that support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, our Second Amendment, as well as supporting our military, our veterans, our wounded warriors, and our first responder heroes. That all happens just by using your phone and paying your bill. They have a 100% U.S.-based customer service team that makes switching easy. You can keep your same cell phone number you have now, keep your same phone, or upgrade to a new one. And their team will help you find the best plan to save you money. So stop giving your money to woke companies and switch now. PatriotMobile.com/verdict. That's patriotmobile.com/verdict, or call them 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use the offer code verdict. Join me and make the switch today. patriotmobile.com/verdict or 972-PATRIOT. Senator, lastly, this story broke. It's not being covered, of course, by the media, because why would they want to tell you about this? But apparently now, the Biden administration has decided we don't want to offend extremists, jihadist extremists, and they want to change the way you talk about actual terrorists.
Well, that's exactly right. This is a story that the Daily Wire broke, and it's a memo that was sent by the diversity, equity, and inclusion officials at the Biden administration's top intelligence agency. And it warns personnel not to use, quote, problematic phrases when discussing Islamic terrorism and foreign adversaries such as China. The unclassified newsletter, and it's from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, is called, quote, The Dive, and it was obtained through Freedom of Information Act request by the Daily Wire. It argues in its cover story that the intelligence community needs to focus on, quote, changing terminology related to counterterrorism because, quote, words matter. Here's more. Quote, the article is about one of our goals, disentangling Islam from words and phrases used to discuss terrorism and extreme violence. It goes on to declare that trying to remove, quote, certain phrases to identify international terrorism threats that are hurtful to Muslim Americans. Some of the problematic phrases include, but are not limited to, Salafi jihadist, Islamic extremist, Sunni Shia extremism, and radical Islamist.
Only in America could you have a memo that someone took this much time and waste this time under the Biden administration to make people that are directly associated with terrorism feel better about, I guess what, not being a terrorist?
Well, and sadly, this is continuing the path of putting politics above national security that we saw when Barack Obama was president. When Barack Obama was president, I actually chaired a hearing that examined the purge that the Obama White House insisted DHS do to remove from their records any reference to radical Islamic terrorism or Islam or Muslim or jihadist. And they erased over 800 times. They erased those words from their records. And by the way, the word purge, that's not me adding that word to it. That was the word that was used by the political official in the Obama White House in the instructions to DHS. Purge your files. Well, these same radicals are now running Biden's intelligence agencies. And this article is part of a newsletter that is created by ODNI, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, Intelligence Community Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion and Accessibility Office. And it was sent to personnel throughout the intelligence community, which includes the CIA, the NSA, the FBI, the DHS, and the Department of Justice. All of them are being told the fact that Palestinian Islamic Jihad was one of the two terrorist groups that carried out October 7th. October 7th was carried out by Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad. Apparently, that is an inconvenient fact to the language commissars who, I presume, want to edit out the word Islamic from the name of the terrorist group, Palestinian Islamic Jihad. Look, they're not murdering Jews because they dislike their hairstyle. They are murdering Jews because they have a perverted view of radical Islam that mandates jihad. And countering jihadism, countering the radical religious extremism behind it, it is only possible if you acknowledge it exists. And so on one level, you say, okay, this sort of language, political correctness stuff, it's silly. But in this instance, it's much worse than silly. It is dangerous because if the intelligence community has no idea, refuses to acknowledge what is actually happening, it means they will be utterly ineffective in fighting against it and keeping Americans and our allies safe.
Yeah, and this is one of those moments when you say, what are they focusing their time on right now? Is it political correctness? Or is it actually keeping us safe from actual jihadist terrorists that they're afraid of offending by using the name? It reminds me a lot of the president saying that the individual that killed an innocent young girl in Georgia was an illegal immigrant and then apologized to the illegal immigrants for calling that individual, who is the alleged murderer, an illegal immigrant. It's like, what are you focusing on? What is important to you? Protecting innocent people, protecting people from terrorist attacks, or is it this PC wokeness? Is that matter more you than actually fighting the bad guys?
Well, unfortunately, based on things like their late night votes, where every Democrat voted against the American citizens, voted in favor of illegal aliens, voted in favor of sending billions of dollars to Iran, it's not difficult to figure out where their priorities lie right now.
Yeah, great point. Don't forget, we do this show Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And on those in-between days, grab my podcast, the Ben Ferguson Podcast. I'll keep you updated on all of the breaking news. Hit that subscribe or follow or download button right now. And please share the show on social media wherever you are. And the Senator and I will see you back here Wednesday morning.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Ben Ferguson here, and if you're an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be a part of your investment portfolio. And I want you to visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investments to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that historically delivers sound returns. Learn more now at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.